Medford, Mass, WMFO streaming on the internet. And I'm Bill, and this is Car Seat Headrest.
Biting my clothes to keep from screaming, taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important. I want to kick my dad in the shins. I was referring to the present and past tense. It was the only way that I could survive it. I want to close my head in the car door. I want to sing this song like I'm dying.
I'm
This is 91.5 WMFO. I'm Bill. Thanks for listening. That was Camera Obscura with Let's Get Out of This Country. And also before that was Something Soon by Car Seat Headrest. The self-help half hour is next. Bye.
My wife is dead, I'm afraid of wax, I can't climb spiral stairs. I ate a pound of MSG, woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man, I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour, we will answer all. The self-help half hour, we won't accept your calls. Ryan!
Hello, 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 hello. Wow, what a wonderful day.
What a
so
wonderful
far
day.
We're having. We're a bit late coming onto the air, but thank you so much, the gentleman before us, for helping us get our affairs in order.
Mm-hmm.
We're really stoked to give some people some good advice today. And join with me on the Self-Help Half Hour, only on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Not Guru Faust, but in fact, newly minted temporary guru, Unpaid Intern Begs. How does it feel, Unpaid Intern Begs, to be a temporary guru?
It is an honor, CTP. A quick shout out to Guru Faust for not being here today, but I can't say that I miss you because it's an amazing, amazing feeling to take your place.
It's incredible. Have you put on the crown? You're not wearing the crown.
Oh,
you're not wearing the guru crown. Matt, look under your desk. Oh. Just grab it. I think you have to kill a guru for one of those.
Oh.
I think you have to kill them and take their place to wear the official advice crown.
That's tough. That's what you and Guru Faust did.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
That's how you guys got here.
Oh, man. We did a lot of dirty deeds in our quest to the top just so we can help people. So it was all for a good cause.
Right.
Hey, man. That song was Hounds of Love by Kate Bush.
That was a great tune.
So I guess you can guess what our theme is going to be this week. Have a few cracks. I'll give you three guesses.
Three guesses. Kate Bush, gardening?
Ooh, gardening is pretty close. Kind of gardening in an emotional sense. Continue. Okay. Do you have another one?
Oh, yeah. Maybe like gardening in an emotional sense. Trauma? Like traumatic events?
Oh, that's true. Kind of trauma, like a dog attack, I guess. I'll give you one more guess.
Okay. Trauma. Well, the last time I felt trauma was in the breakup with my girlfriend.
Love. That's it. The theme this week is love. We'll be giving everyone the best love hacks, tips, tricks,
advice
and gambits that you could possibly ask for. Before we begin, should we do another song, get everybody into the loving mood this
Absolutely.
Week? This next track is called The Book of Love by Magnetic Fields. We'll see you on the other side, Medford.
The Book of Love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But and heart-shaped boxes, and things were all too to know, but I love it when you give me things and you.
Pas grand chose, elle passe en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? On dit que le destin se moque bien de nous, qu'il ne nous donne rien et qu'il nous promet tout. Paraît que le bonheur est à portée de main, alors on tend la main et on se retrouve fou. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Serait-ce possible alors? Mais qui est-ce qui m'a dit que toujours tu m'aimais? Je ne me souviens plus, c'était tard dans la nuit. J'entends encore la voix, mais je ne vois plus les traits. Il vous aime, ses secrets, lui dites pas que je vous l'ai dit. Tu vois, quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Mais l'a-t-on vraiment dit que tu m'aimais encore? Serait-ce possible alors? Pas grand chose, elle passe en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos tristesses il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors?
And we're back with the Self-Help Half Hour. Those were two incredible tracks from two incredible artists. That was The Book of Love by The Magnetic Fields. And following that, we had Quelqu'un D, Someone Told Me That You Still Love Me by Carla Bruni.
Was that one in French?
It might have been. I don't speak the language, but it might have been. Let's not put it past her. She's multilingual.
Right. Right. Well, you know what language I do speak?
What's that?
The language. Well, English.
English,
but
yeah.
But also that's the language of love.
The language of love. Really, do you have any, I don't know, some little tips, little tricks you could give us this week?
Absolutely. Well, since Guru Faust is not in the office today, I thought I would take it upon myself to take over his segment and give you some life hacks.
You know what time it is.
Life hacks, tremendous.
That was an incredible transition. Let me just point that out there for all our listeners. That was unbelievable.
Tremendous. You do life hacks now? I can't wait to hear these life hacks or love hacks, you might say.
Love hacks, you could say. Well, everyone knows that the theme this week is love, and I mean everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
So we'll just get started right off the bat with our first love hack of the week. Have you been looking for love but can't seem to find it anywhere?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
And nowhere.
And nowhere. You're probably looking in the wrong places. DJ CTP and I, especially me, aren't the best at finding it either. Like, goodness, I'm absolutely pathetic at it. Haven't found it in years. But we did take this opportunity to poll our listeners and ask them, where do you look for love? And where have you found love in the past? And the top places that they recommended looking for love were street corners, under your bed, and gelaterias.
Gelaterias.
Gelaterias. Yeah. Apparently, a lot of our listeners love gelato.
Mm. I was thinking more there's like a lot of very old, vulnerable Italian men.
Mm.
Yeah. In gelaterias. They're a good place to, you know, yeah, score with that demographic, right. Demographic right. Especially.
A very popular. You know, our listeners that aren't in that demographic should know that the majority of our listeners are in that demographic. So that's why that was a popular spot.
Mm.
Anyway, the second hack, and maybe I gave a little teaser earlier, but did you know that love is the universal language?
Stop.
And by that...
What about Esperanto?
That's only spoken in one place.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The Esperant.
The Esperant.
Oh, okay. You're right.
But love is the universal language. And by that, I mean literally every single country in the world uses the word love in their language. US, France, Japan, Ghana, Brazil, those are some countries where you could literally say the word love and it's immediately understood. To be honest, I'm not really sure of any of those except for France because they do have a museum dedicated to love.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called the love. That's where they keep the Mona Lisa. It's they have a museum for it.
I walked right into that.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Oh, what great tips. How far in them are we? Do we have any more?
We're halfway.
Yes. I'm really loving these.
Oh, yeah. Here is a great hack. Have you convinced yourself that you're in love? But after second thought, aren't really sure if that person feels the same way? Don't freak out. We've all been there, especially me. I remember once when I convinced myself that I was in love, but then realized the other person didn't even know who I was. I guess we weren't meant to be. Anyway, if you've ever been in this position, we have some tips for you. First, ask the person to make sure he or she knows that you exist and that your relationship is real. People often forget this step. Once that boundary has been established, there are a few things you can do to test the truth behind your partner's love. First test, the classic how long does it take for her to realize test. To do this, sit at home at the dining room table with a glass of whiskey on the rocks. Then when your partner comes home, stare off into the distance. Start a timer on your handheld device and see how long it takes for her to touch your hand in concern. Anything under 2 minutes, her love exists. Otherwise, be wary.
Mm, nice. Emotional manipulation, always a good one.
Yeah, it's my go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to have a few little tests in a loving relationship.
Exactly. Well, speaking of tests,
do they remember birthdays? Do they touch your hand? That kind of stuff.
Right, that kind of stuff. And make sure to time it. That's the most important.
Oh. There's a scientific method.
Oh, absolutely.
We read about it in the journal.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. Continue. So there's a second test. For if the first test fails, you can always try the decibel stress test. While doing one of your favorite activities together, like fishing, hiking, watching Hulu, freeze in complete shock. Begin screaming, starting at a relatively low-pitched moan. Gradually increase your pitch and loudness until your scream reaches a blood-curdling shriek. If your significant other can tolerate the entire spectrum of your vocal eruption, she's a keeper. Lastly,
vocal eruption.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what I don't know what it sounds like when you scream, but when
absolutely
I scream,
no other way to describe
right,
it for me.
It's a vocal eruption. And lastly, folks, maybe the least likely to garner results, but still noteworthy to mention, is simply asking. Just say Berylinda, or you know, whatever his or her name is, do you love me? The only issue with this approach is that the answer could be a lie. People lie. We can't help it. And you just have to live with the paranoia of never knowing if when she said, "No, Daniel, why would I love you?" if she was actually telling the truth.
Hmm. That's true.
Yeah. So those are some tips. We also have a guest hack this week.
Yeah. I was instructed to come up with my own hack.
Right.
And as I've always said, love is about vulnerability.
Hmm.
And you're never going to find love better than when you're a wounded bird, 3 a.m. at a bar.
Right.
And the last call goes out.
Right.
That's when marriages are made.
Mm.
So I'd say, if you're really looking for love, you need to make yourself look as emotionally vulnerable, as awful as you can. Stop showering for a week.
Mm.
Tatter some of your clothes. Look like you're giving up. Hit up some of the dives in town.
Right.
Get to know the locals. Find yourself in a real bad place, and then love will come find you.
Wow.
That was not a tip I stand by.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of It's Always Sunny.
Got it.
This is the only understanding of love I have right now.
No, I'm sure that could be a successful method. Maybe we'll try it. I mean, I'm so desperate at this point, I'm willing to try anything.
Hey, man. Let's rip our clothes up. Roll around a puddle and hit up a dive bar on the crusty side of North Medford.
Oh, that sounds exciting to me.
That sounds fun. Hey, these were some great life
hacks. We also have a hack at home challenge.
Of course.
For our listeners.
Did we get any in from last week?
Nope.
No. Oh, well, it was the watering hole.
There was the watering hole.
The watering hole, it was specifically, look, we gave people a week to brew wine.
Right.
That wasn't the longest time.
Right.
We got a lot of grape juice in the past.
Mm-hmm.
This week we gave people a week to create a watering hole and attract large African beasts.
Right.
That's going to take some time as well. So we've decided to extend the time limit for the watering hole challenge by 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Still, if you get it in before the end of the week, feel free to at us on Instagram,
yep,
at self-help half hour, WMFO, Tufts 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio with CTP in the Faust, and also
sometimes,
temporary on tape. I think if you just put the app, is the first thing that
shows up.
Yeah, at least if you're in the Medford area.
Right. So that Hackadome challenge will definitely be extended. Remember to give us your submissions. We're really excited to see what watering holes you guys come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a new Hackadome challenge that has a week-long deadline that will be implemented starting this week. That has to do with love, which is our theme.
Yeah.
So as our listeners know, love has many facets, and people show their love in countless ways. I remember when my mother first let me leave the nest. She said, "Don't come back until you can afford to pay for my next vacation." And to me, this showed her love for me to be successful. She just cares so much.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we'd love for you loyal listeners to convey your love to us in some way. This could be love letters or plain exhaust messages in the sky or whatever your creative minds can think of.
Mm-hmm. It should be pointed out that obviously as self-help gurus, we are completely impartial and we love all of our children directly.
Right.
But we have emotional, reactions to things, and people who specify their love letters directly to us, as opposed to just like a world peacey kind of message,
right,
they're really going to get ahead in this challenge.
Right. Let it be said also that we definitely believe in world peace. That would be a great goal. But we also love people who love us.
We can't help but love people who love us more,
right,
than people who don't love us.
Right. It helps us help you.
It's a celebrity thing. It helps us. Exactly. You couldn't put it better. Hey, these were some really amazing life hacks.
Thanks so much.
Some really amazing love hacks. I can't wait to see what our fans give us in the coming weeks.
Oh, I can't
wait.
In
terms of love letters and watering holes.
Mm.
We are going to have a real great time.
Can't wait to read those submissions.
You'll be doing it all again when you bump back down to unpaid intern.
Yeah. Maybe I'll find love there.
Wow. That is the most vulnerable place you can be.
Right.
On a radio show. Huh.
Huh.
No, no one would ever fall in love with an intern.
God, no.
We'll be back with you after the break, Medford. This is Los Campesinos with We Are Beautiful, We Are Doomed. Wow, so that was Los Campesinos with We Are Beautiful, We Are Doomed.
A great song. And
off their seminal second album, We Are Beautiful, We Are Doomed.
Wow, the title track.
Yes, it's a very very teenage title to an album.
Mm.
They were definitely like early 20s when they wrote that.
Yeah, it definitely brought me back to our youth.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young and naive and in love.
Yeah, before we outgrew that shoddy chemical bodily reaction.
Right.
Hey, man.
Well, over the break, over that song, we had a caller call in. Thanks, Mickle Kibbles.
Mickle Kibbles. Mickle Kibbles. Thank you so much for calling in. What'd they say?
And he had a word for our poetry. And we thought this week that we would switch it up since Guru Faust isn't here. And I would receive the caller and call in, or DJ CTP, would read a haiku, would create a poem and then read it on air. And the word this week was sponge.
Sponge. Okay, sponge. I'll get to writing that. Look at you. It's only been it's been 1 week and you're already throwing your weight around.
I know. Sorry if I'm overextending here, but
no, don't worry. I'll get you back the rest of your 18-year contract. It's fine.
Great.
Our next segment, we like to do this segment every week. It's every probably week. The most important segment of the show.
Yeah.
This is an advice show. We help people. We give advice. And there's no better way to advise people than to tell them exactly what to do.
Right.
Because life hacks only get you so far. You can only walk around with your notebook ticking things off and, you know, advancing your life for so long until you get stuck in a quandary. And that's where we come in. And that's why every single week we take one question from someone who's written in, not called, because we need to screen these questions beforehand. And we give them the advice they so desperately crave.
What? Who? Not him? What?
Question time.
It's question time.
Question time.
Remember, if you want to write into the show, it's very easy. Simply mow your message in large print across your lawn. Just across your lawn.
What like if I don't have a lawn?
Circle. Oh, you can just use some rags. Just write it out in any way you see fit. Large print.
Large print.
I'm talking not anything smaller.
Right.
It has to be visible from the brand new self-help half-hour spy satellite.
Ooh.
But make sure you do it before Wednesday when our satellite makes its inaugural orbit of Shatner's Bluff. You need to get it on your lawn before Wednesday, everyone. Hawaiians, you have until Friday. Right. Alaskans, Thursday at noon.
Okay.
But continental United States by Wednesday. Remember, if you don't have a lawn, crop circles,
use your neighbor's
rags, your neighbor's lawn, Stonehenges.
Right.
Order some Stonehenges around your yard.
Right. You know, I heard that Stonehenge was actually an attempt at communicating with the satellite in orbit, but they got lazy and didn't finish.
Oh.
They only made the O.
Yeah. What do you think the whole message was?
The world will never... It could have been anything from like... You know, it's impossible to guess here. They could have been writing a name, for all we know.
They were just kind of like... they were writing like a formal letter, like, hello.
Right.
And then they just did the O, and they're like... And they're like, oh, this is so much work.
Way too much work, yeah.
We do not have the necessary technology.
Right. Right, they're just lifting those things.
To ask these questions. And so they instead... invented writing.
Right.
Very fun fact about history.
Right.
Also, obviously, no, I have nothing else to say. Yeah, just write it on your lawn. Don't write it in, just write it in English. Don't write it in Braille.
Right. We don't read that one.
But yeah, we can't read Braille from space. That's a pretty big one. That's about it. We had someone write in this week.
We did.
This is a female writer in. Talking about love. This week's theme is love, and we're going to need a name.
A name. Well, her name, if I remember correctly, was Lambda Articulus.
Lambda Articulus. Yeah. Right, you were. Lambda Articulus. Obviously.
Lammy for short.
An anonymous name, but we're going to go by Lammy from Missoula, Montana.
She was from Montana. Say, yeah.
She was from... Okay. Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Nice. And Lammy wrote in this week... Hey guys, a huge shout out to CTP, the Faust, and a gigantic Es Posible Enamoraras de un Fantasma to unpaid intern Bags. Strange wow. that they would direct that at you, considering no one really knew you were going to be a temporary guru this week.
It was great to be singled out like that.
Yeah, very, very fun. It's, yeah. Crazy, we've never had that before. Okay, Lammy, don't give him too much, dude. I am an attractive female college student in her mid-20s and an absolute radio junkie.
Aren't we all?
Whether it's sports, fashion, or news, I will listen to anything as long as it's got some fun conversation, a great soundtrack, and a screen between me and the host's fat, pox-ridden faces. I'm a station gal. I'll listen to a station every hour for a few weeks and then move on. But one station lately has caught my attention.
Which Ooh. One is that? I wonder.
What could it be? WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, seems to have it all. From amazing community members, a buzzing social media presence, and 23 consecutive hours of classic rock. There's something for every mid-20s guys stuck in traffic on their way to Market Basket.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, they really know our demographic. They that really actually do. Makes up 98% of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
People in traffic on the way to Market Basket or Whole Foods.
Right.
But, like, you know.
Some of us do go there.
Yeah. And yet, amongst the ums and the ahs and the 18 plays of Smoke on the Water, one show in particular stands out. Not Vagabond. From 8 to 9 every Wednesday morning. No, it was the Self-Help Half Hour, Medford's premier advice show. Thank you so
Thank
much,
Thank you so
Lemmy.
Much, Lemmy.
It's wonderful having, like, people... Yeah, it's wonderful having people tell their stories about how they found our show, how right. they got involved in La Familia.
Right.
Which is what we call it. Now, here's my question. I'm a beautiful college-aged woman.
Tell us again, Lemmy.
Unfortunately, not only am I classically beautiful, I also have an approachable personality. It's terrible. People keep calling me a better Jennifer Lawrence without ever asking, is Jennifer Lawrence a worse version of me?
Right.
Random people expect me to date them or reciprocate their feelings when I can't, for I love another. Ooh, Lemmy.
Lemmy.
Wow, this is quite a heated question you're giving me at 9 a.m.
It's getting really intense.
Dear gurus, is it possible to fall in love with someone you've never met? Can you love a photograph? Or that familiar voice you hear on the radio every morning? Oh.
DJ CTP.
Wow. Ever since those first dulcet tones floated over my speakers and buried themselves in my beating human heart, I had to learn more. Who could this soft-voiced scoundrel be? Where had this honey-vocaled vagabond run off with my heart? Where might I be able to see this treacle-tonsilled highwayman?
Mm.
Rushing to the Self-Help Half Hour official Facebook page, I saw him. Yeah, you did, Lemmy.
Yes,
wow,
you did.
Wow, yeah, I'm on the Self-Help Half Hour Facebook page. Anyone watch it? The soft eyes, the incredible facial hair, the sharp jawline. Thank you so much, Lemmy. I didn't care that he didn't have a salary. I do. I'm very paid. I didn't care that he insisted on wearing 1940s Newsies flak. I don't wear Newsies flak hat. What are you talking about, Lemmy? I only knew that I was in love with unpaid intern Bakes.
What?
No.
With me?
No. Dear gurus, is it crazy to fall in love with someone you've never met? Thanks. Lambda. No.
Unbelievable.
Stop.
I mean, I'm flattered.
That's unpaid intern Bakes. She just said it. You don't have a salary.
Right.
You wear a Newsies cap.
Right.
24 hours a day.
Every day.
You sleep in that thing.
Yeah.
I drove you bankrupt through coffee.
Right.
And she's in love with you.
I don't know what to say. I'm floored here. I'm as surprised as you are.
She doesn't even... She wrote this without even knowing you were a temporary guru this week.
Right.
That had nothing to do with this.
Had nothing to do with it.
God.
I mean... If I were to take a back step here, or a step back, I guess is how you say it in the correct order. I mean, I would be in love with you if I were anyone.
But stop. You can't change. No. No. Ah! Okay, here's some tips.
Okay. Wow. You're going to help me out here?
Yeah, I'm going to help you out. Oh. I'm going to help her out because clearly... This is the worst question we've ever got from anyone. because people don't fall in love with unpaid interns over radio gurus. Over award-winning advice gurus. So I'm going to give this lady some tips to help out Lambda. What was her surname?
Articulus.
Lambda Articulus. I'm going to give her some tips. First one. Never use the word crazy when you're asking for advice. for two reasons. One is disrespectful to those suffering from legitimate health problems and only reinforces the negative stigma of such problems.
True.
And two, it's never crazy to be in love. What you can be is misguided and stupid. Especially if you can't tell the difference between an untrained intern rasp and 12 years of radio voice lessons.
Hmm.
Number two. I wrote these beforehand. I'm just going to say them anyway.
Okay.
But this doesn't change anything. I'm still angry.
Okay.
Many people don't know this, but Plato was amongst the first life hackers.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. What an inspiration.
Socrates was technically the first, but Plato being, you know, his student.
Right.
And them having a lot of conversation, those dialogues, he gets in the grouping of the very first life hackers.
Right.
People think he just sat on a mountain having dialogues with Alexander the Great and that guy from 300. In fact, Plato was the first person to discover love, which is why the only true and valid form of love is platonic.
Oh.
I.e. treating an intern like a friend and not a legitimate interest.
Oh.
Before Plato, everyone was grunting and hitting each other with sticks. Any show of affection was a display of sexual aggression. Then Plato came out with platonic love and guys started having bromances and kissing each other on the neck. Remember to treat everything like platonic love and never give in your caveman roots. I think this is especially an important one for Lammy this week. She needs to hear this one.
Yeah. In all honesty, CTP, I mean, as I mentioned earlier in my life hacks, like, I've been looking for love for years. Years off my life have just been in the search and pursuit of finding the one. And if Lammy claims she's as beautiful as she is, I'm interested to try. I don't think we should throw her off course here.
I think it's important to remember that platonic love is the only valid expression of love.
Oh, Plato's never wrong.
He was never wrong.
Right.
I hear what you're saying, and I think we need to return to the point that I'm giving advice.
Okay.
And it's correct.
I didn't mean to overstep my boundaries there. I'm just desperate at this point.
Also on the point of Plato.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there's the idea of platonic ideals, and platonic love is different from sexual love, because platonic love is about, at its highest point, finding some form of non-sexual divinity in a being.
Right.
So if you do decide to go down the platonic love route and be a decent human being, when you tell someone you love them, make sure that you are in love with them and not, you know, what we would term objective truth.
Right.
Because that's happened to me before.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yeah, I've told someone, like, I'm in love with them, and in fact I was in love with a concept of divinity that had nothing to do with them.
Right. I was in love with my religion.
Yeah, exactly. That can happen quite often. Finally, this is just kind of an overall point. While in a relationship, being in love is kind of like a Schrodinger's cat kind of situation. It's both alive and dead. Until you say it, you aren't in love, but the very fact you said it means you must have felt it at some point, or for some time. The solution? Never open the box.
Oh.
Never give in to this stuff. Do you think those particle physicists opened Schrodinger's box?
Probably not.
When they realized, they spent like 20 years at the edge of their field just to figure out, just to find a dead cat in a box?
Yeah, they just had to find the box.
No one's going through that. No. If you're ever in love, just never advance things. Never deal with the question. Don't ever put up with it. Those are my tips for this
week. Those were great tips. Honestly, CTP, looking back at those, it feels like they were filled with spite and regret, and it seems like they were kind of jaded.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm an objective advice giver.
Yeah, no, those are just three SAT words I threw out. I don't know what they mean, but it seems like you were just like kind of like throwing things out because you were jealous of me.
Remember, anyone, if you want to look at a picture of the gurus in CTP and figure out which one is better looking, go on our official Facebook page, Self Help Half Hour, on Facebook. There are currently a bunch of likes. All internet presence is run by unpaid intern Biggs. Yep. So maybe he got rid of all the pictures of my face and replaced them with my own. Could it be?
We'd have to check.
Lammy went on the Facebook page and thought you were me.
I'm going to just say it's possible for the integrity of my job, but in all honesty, I'm not sure.
She did. That was a very specific thing about the Newsies flat cap. You've never taken that thing off.
Oh, I wear that all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, those are some great to Lammy. If you want to reach out to me, you can DM me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, MySpace, Tinder. Those are all my social media apps. Or you can just call, write in, and I'm the one who reads it. So I look forward to getting your love letter.
Yeah. You guys be happy together.
Thanks.
I can't wait. I'm so proud of both of you. Okay, just before the segment, we had someone write in.
We had someone call in with the word sponge. So now
Mick Nichols, was it?
It was Mickle Kibbles.
Mickle Kibbles, I'm very sorry.
Right.
Wrote in and they asked for, what was the word?
They asked for sponge. I guess with this theme being love, we thought of a sponge as being your heart soaking up everything that comes around it. So with that in mind, or maybe with just the word sponge in mind, Guru CTP is going to bless us with a poem, with a haiku that he wrote.
This week's haiku is about love.
Mm.
And the opposite of love. And sponges, and it's called Love Sponge. I'm like a sponge for love, baby. Quick to soak up, quicker to rinse out.
Whoa.
Fun fact, that was actually written about unpaid intern Bagel's heart.
Oh man, that was a deep poem. I'm still thinking about it. I don't know what it means yet.
We had some fun this week.
We did.
We had unpaid intern Bag saw what it was like on the other side and realized he didn't have the tools to make it.
It's been an honor being in this position. I mean, this is probably my last time ever being in a guru spot, and I'm just trying to cherish it, take in as much as I can, learn as much as I can, progress and continue to learn as I move forward.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing after the internship ends?
I'll probably just find Lammy.
Oh yeah.
And just, you know, kind of,
do you guys
latch on to her?
Do you guys want to move in with me and Brett in the studio?
I'll have to talk to her about it, but there's a chance, you know.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say no yet.
It's good you're moving on to better things.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, I'll always remember my time spent here. It's been an absolute privilege and an honor.
Yeah. Yeah, I will too. Once again, from 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, You've been listening to the Self-Help Half Hour, Tufts' premier wake-up show and advice show. It's been great this past semester. We're not sure if we're coming back next week, but we probably will.
Last week. It's been absolutely amazing. Best time of my life. And Medford, don't stop writing in. Just because we may not be here for semester doesn't mean you're not there for semester. So if you still want to feign, you know, getting help on an advice show, please just continue to write in, drop it at the rendezvous point. Or just beam it up to our satellite orbiting the Earth.
Yeah. Honestly, as soon as we get the new lens on that thing, you can just write it on a piece of paper and stand outside your door and we'll see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably going to be how we're going to have to do this stuff from now on.
Yeah. It's exciting, though. Technology is always changing and, you know.
Yeah. We did an episode on that.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening in, Medford. This has been CTP.
This has been unpaid intern Big stepping in for Guru Fess.
And Guru Faust says goodbye as well. Medford, we thought the world of you. And good day.